It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local Sports Authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Might as well be on the West Coast tonight. A late start time for high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You are dialed into KNZA 103.9 FM. I'm Brandon Tabman. We got Ray Penning in studio, and we bring you a Northeast Kansas League showdown tonight in Troy as the Trojans play host to the Cyclones of Riverside. Now, last season, these teams, not in the Northeast Kansas League. Well, now they are in the NEKL. Here in 24 and 25, Troy making the move from the TVL, a.k.a. the Twin Valley League, and Riverside, of course, coming out of the Big 7. But now these two teams joining up in the Northeast Kansas League, and we got a league showdown here tonight. The girls' game coming up, and the boys to follow. It's going to be a good one here tonight in both games. Excited to be a part of your Friday night. Thanks for hanging with us. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll get you the starting lineups and the tip-off of the girls' game, which is coming up in a matter of moments. Keep it locked. It's High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's eBill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
Stay healthy this holiday season. The holidays are right around the corner. As we gather with family and friends, it's important to stay healthy. Protect yourself and your loved ones by practicing good hand hygiene and getting your flu shot. But if you do find yourself feeling under the weather, don't worry. Sabetha Family Practice is here to help. Call them today at 785-284-2141. We're committed to care.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria, serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here we go, moments away from the opening tip-off. It's Troy and Riverside, our girls' game up first, and here are tonight's starting lineups. Riverside 0-1 to start the year, coming off a loss to Donovan West on Tuesday. Trinity Jackson in the backcourt alongside Ebony Alvarez, a 5'5 junior, 5'6 junior, respectively. Your forwards, Carmen Baldwin, a 5'10 senior, Ella Whistler, a 5'9 junior, and Nyla Duncan, also in the backcourt, a 5'3 junior guard. So for head coach Craig Burns, Jackson, Alvarez, Baldwin, Whistler, and Duncan. For the 2-0 Troy Trojans, led by Derek Jasper, Harper Wettstein, a 5'8 junior, Gracie Grable, a 5'7 senior, Allie Franken, a 5'7 senior, Allison Grable is a 5'6 junior, and Emerson Weber, a 5'7 senior. Trojans again off to a 2-0 start, wins over Hiawatha and Jackson Heights. Trojans in the home white, all black uniforms trimmed in blue for Riverside. Here we go, and it's the sensational Harper Wettstein leading the charge. First offensive possession here in tonight's double dip. Top of the key it goes. This is Emerson Weber, a right side pass. This is Grable, that's Gracie. And right back up top it goes to Weber. Storyline tonight, of course, is Harper Wettstein. She is averaging 32 points per game through the first two, coming off a 35-point shellacking and 8 steals in the game on Tuesday against Jackson Heights. Riverside forcing an early turnover here, and they'll get the first opportunity on the offensive end as they go from right to left. Here is Nyla Duncan, a casual walk across the timeline at 13 points in the win, or I should say the loss, against Donovan West on Tuesday night. Duncan, a right corner three. It was halfway down and out. And the rebound for Allie Franken, who was averaging 10 rebounds per game through the first two. Here's Wettstein, a right side pass, and Gracie Grable triggers a deep right wing three, and she knocked it down. Two games in, 24% clip from downtown for the Trojans. They hit their first one here tonight, lead the game 3-0, as we are 60 seconds into this one, and now Riverside working across the timeline, and they throw it away. Each team with a turnover early. Right now, Gracie Grable's three-point shot, the lone difference on the scoreboard. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tama with you. Here is Wettstein, the 5'8 junior. Sensational start to her junior campaign. 35 points against Jackson Heights, 29 in the opener against Hiawatha. They go inside, dump down, good defense, but better offense. Shot put up and in by Allie Franken, and she's averaging 6 points and 10 rebounds a game, and the Trojans out to a 5-0 lead and now put the pressure on in the full court. Riverside doing a good job breaking it. There is a foul in transition as they broke the press. I think they're going to get Troy with this one. No, they're going to change it. It's going to be an offensive foul. Well, the officials huddled up. They didn't make the call initially. And they're going to say it's a foul on Trinity Jackson as it's a charge and a turnover. Great start here for Troy. 5-0 their lead, just north of 90 seconds gone by in this opening quarter. Gracie Grable a three, Allie Franken a two. Here is Gracie Grable with the basketball, right side on the wing. They set it up for Wettstein, deep three, why not? You're going to hear that a few times tonight. Wettstein with her first triple, and it's 8-0, and now both teams exchanging turnovers. Riverside fortunate there to get that one back, and now good defense by Grable to knock it out of play. So again, you got Gracie and Allison Grable, both on the floor right now for the Trojans. Cousins Riverside gets it off into Duncan's hands, just a smidgen inside the midcourt stripe. Trojans going man-to-man here early. Duncan got caught in a double team and now is trapped on the right wing, steps through and throws up a very contested, difficult shot. It's an air ball and a rebound for Gracie Grable. Trojans out to an 8-0 lead. We're about 2.5 minutes into this opening quarter. Here is Gracie, a right wing three where she hit it before. This time it's an air ball and an offensive rebound, though, corralled by Weber. And then she's bumped from behind and is fouled by Ella Whistler. So the second foul against the Cyclones. And the throw-in underneath for Troy, it'll be Wettstein. Waiting for the play to develop, looking towards the corner, not there. Now to the left wing it goes, knocked out of bounds. Whistler, good defense there on at Gracie Grable, but last touch by the Cyclones, so Troy keeps. 5:34 to go, opening quarter. Trojans out to an early 8-0 lead here on their home floor. Here's Wettstein again to throw it in, and Gracie Grable gets a touch in between the rings out high. Angles right, goes that way to Wettstein. Right wing three on the way. It is good. My goodness, continuing to scorch. 11-0 the start for the Trojans. Timeout Riverside. Three threes in the first not even 3 minutes. 11-0 Trojans on the scoreboard. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, a little bit more about Harper Wettstein and what she has done to this point. Very small sample size, but she has had a sensational career. Her freshman year, a couple of seasons ago, she averaged nearly 15 points per game. Last season, she put up 20 points per game. And through the first two games of her junior season, she is averaging 32 points per game. Let's not forget right now, 15 steals in two games as well. So break that in half. That's 7.5 steals a game. And she also gives you nearly three assists and five rebounds. She's knocked down her first two threes. She is now 10 of 19 from behind the arc to this point in the early portions of the season. She's also an 80% foul shooter. So again, the numbers just staggering for the 5'8 junior guard, Harper Wettstein, 2 for 2 from downtown early, and has 6 of the 11 points for the Trojans. Cleaning up a wet spot on the floor out of the timeout. Trojans are in the full court press here. The Cyclones have had 3 early turnovers and have not had a single look at the rim. There's a deflected pass, another near steal, but Whistler gets it. Gets it off here to Carmen Baldwin. Her pass deflected, but they get it up the floor. Now Duncan at the elbow puts up a shot. It was a good look, short, but a rebound for Wettstein. Wettstein pushing, stops at a quick pace, now hesitates on the dribble. Right side pass to Gracie Grable. Into the corner it goes. That is Allison Grable. Here's a Weber dive, gets caught, short corner right. She is bumped and fouled. Good movement there by the Trojans on offense, and that's going to be the third team foul against the Cyclones. They get Trinity Jackson, and that'll be number 2 on her. 11-0 start here for the Trojans. They're off to a 2-0 start here on the season. Wins against Hiawatha and Jackson Heights earlier this week. Riverside in game number 2, looking for win number 1. Here's a hard drive and another foul. Free throws coming up here for Allison Grable. So that's already the 4th team foul against the Cyclones. The final 4:49 here in this opening quarter, Trojans are going to be in the bonus. They got that foul on Baldwin, her first. And the first free throw on the way. It's rattled in by Allison Grable, who is averaging 4.5 points and 5 rebounds per game through the first two. And she's now 4-5 at the line on the year. So 12-0, another free throw on the way. That one high off the heel, defensive rebound for Ella Whistler. So Grable goes 1 for 2. 12-0, the Trojans lead here in this opening quarter. They're just south of 5 minutes to go. Here's a right side three. Good look by Jackson. She missed it short. Offensive rebound is missed on the other end as well by Tori Ortega, and then it's knocked out of bounds, and it stays here with Riverside. So the freshman and Tori Ortega into the game for the Cyclones, and she will throw it in left side of her own backboard. And that pass deflected, but Duncan gets it. Diving in, a lot of contact, no call, and a rebound for Allie Franken of Troy. Here is Weber left side. They get it off to Wettstein. Now she drives into the paint. She gets turned around, throws up a shot, nearly got it to go. And the rebound for Duncan off the miss and a foul against Troy. And the first Troy foul, that's against Allison Grable. And the Cyclones get it back, still looking for those first points here in the game. It is 12-0 Trojans, just south of 420, clock moving in this frame. And now there's a steal by Weber, a turnover by the Cyclones, and now they give it right back. So that's the second time we have gone back-to-back, teams exchanging turnovers. And then you add another to the Cyclones as a travel is called, as Whistler got that steal and just moved that pivot foot a little bit too much. So the Trojans have it. 12-0 is their lead here in this opening quarter. They want Wettstein in the right corner, closed out quickly by Ortega. Nicely done there. Here is Weber up top, has the dribble, using just a couple steps in front of midcourt. They go right side to Franken, who hands it off to Wettstein right there on the wing. Goes between the legs, has good handles, plays travel ball during the summer, and now a foul around the perimeter here. And Ortega gets the call. That is her first. That is team foul number five. So that's going to be shooting free throws here. They're setting it up to throw it in. Well, that's got to be free throws. Well, the officials unaware that they have already called five fouls against the Cyclones. So free throws coming up here for Troy. Trying to build on what's been a scorching start for them. 12-0. And why not put the best free throw shooter on the line? And Harper Wettstein, she's hit 8 of 10 so far, 80%. 32 points per game through the first two. And her first free throw is pure. She's got 7 here already. In the first 4 minutes and 10 seconds of this game, the lead extended now to 13-0. She's already knocked down 2 triples. She has hit 10 threes already this year. She is the school record holder for three-point percentage, and she broke that her freshman year, 42%. But right now, she entered tonight at 47% from behind the arc, and she's 2-for-2 already and now 2-for-2 at the line. 8 first-quarter points for Harper Wettstein and a 14-0 lead here for Troy. And they continue to press, but good job this time by Whistler to break it. She'll go coast-to-coast, drive to the rack, and draw the body and the foul. It's going to be on the floor. Team foul number 2 against Troy. And the second foul against Allison Grable. Riverside has just not had many looks here on this end of the floor, but they get it inside to Whistler through a little bit of contact, and ball hits the floor, and the rebound is picked up by Nicole Judd, who has checked into the game for Troy. Now knocked away, and that's going to be a turnover by the Trojans. They've got 4 first-quarter turnovers. Nice pass left side. Trinity Jackson fires a long 2, and that's good. Desperately needed for the Cyclones. They had to get on the board. It's 14-2. Well, the official showed the 2 points signal and changed down the scoreboard correctly. Thought it was a 3 at first, but it's 14-2. Here's Wettstein, a drive, and draws the body in the foul, diving in from the left wing, and Wettstein is right back to the line to shoot a pair. The fouls are piling up here, and that's Ortega's second foul, and she's played maybe not even 2 minutes. Couple subs for Riverside coming in momentarily as Wettstein goes right back to the line for a pair. And the first one gets the shooter's touch. Pops up over the rim and falls through. 9 first quarter points for Harper Wettstein. She is 3-for-3 at the line and 2-for-2 from downtown. Ebony Alvarez checking back in for Riverside. Also into the game, Kayana Hewins, a 5'10 sophomore. Wettstein hits them both. She's got 10 already. 16-2 Trojans here. 3:05 to go in the opening quarter. And now another steal for Wettstein. Easy layup. Oh, my. Incredible start. Now a whistle and a foul. This Trojans pressure is a problem for the Cyclones so far. The Troy foul. That's going against Gracie Grable. That is her first. And team foul number 3. An 18-2 start here for the Trojans at 2:56 to go in this opening quarter. Riverside trying to break the press, and they throw it away again. 2-on-1 break. Wettstein stopped, and now this is going to be a jump ball. That is a great job by Kennedy Griffin, a freshman who was checked in for Riverside, to stop that play and tie up Wettstein to force a turnover. The Cyclones get it back on the possession arrow. Here's Duncan. Again, this pressure is extended full court. Cyclones get it to midcourt. They dump it into Hewins. Left side three by Alvarez, and that one is good. Ebony Alvarez, the 5'6 junior from the left corner. Once again, a much-needed bucket for the Cyclones. They get to within 18-5. 2.5 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Here's Gracie Grable. Left side pass to Judd. Inside, Franken up. Good left-handed bank shot and the foul and one. Allie Franken a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. Makes it 20-5 Trojans. And the foul on Hewins, that is her first. And cashing that free throw is Franken, who now has 5 here in the early going. And the lead is 21-5, and that's another Riverside turnover. The press is a problem right now, but then it's knocked away and a steal by Jackson. Nicely done. She wants to go coast to coast, and then it's ripped away by Judd. But they're going to call a jump ball. That's great defense by Nicole Judd in transition to tie it up and get the ball back. Jackson trying to go coast to coast after the pickpocket, but ultimately no go there, and the Trojans get it back. A 21-5 Trojans lead here at 2:10 to go, clock moving first quarter. Here is Wettstein off to a scorching start. She's got 12. Right side pass, Mackenzie Christensen, who's into the game, getting her first touch. Now Wettstein back in the left corner. Closed out quickly by Alvarez. She wants to step back and fire. Why not? Oh, my goodness. 15 points, her third triple, and we're still 2 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Wettstein is scorching hot. And now the press forcing a deflected pass out of bounds. They're going to say it's last touch by the Cyclones. Another turnover by Riverside. Ella Whistler is going to check back in here for the Cyclones. Also checking in is Carmen Baldwin. And the story right now is Harper Wettstein. 15 first quarter points. She had 20 first quarter points in the win against Jackson Heights. But if you heard my coach's show with Derek Jasper earlier this week, kind of joke that, you know, kind of disappointing that she only ended with 35. Well, we are watching one of the best guards here in the state, and only a junior. 24-5, the Trojans lead. Here is Wettstein with it. Closed out quickly again, crossing over on Alvarez. Gets to the baseline, dives in, shot good. She cannot be stopped. 17 in the first quarter, and it's 26-5. Here is Riverside breaking the press. Griffin dives in. Her shot a little bit float, or her floater was a little bit short. Now battle for the rebound is corralled by Christensen for the Trojans. Give it back to the hot hand. Here's Wettstein right wing spinning back and casually going back towards the top of the key. Just over a minute to go in this quarter that has been dominated by the Trojans. 26-5 on the scoreboard. And that one's knocked away, and there's a turnover by Troy. And now a whistle and a foul in transition. The steal by a Whistler. It'll be foul number 4, so last foul to give for the Trojans. As that one is against Macy Grable, and that is her first. Just under a minute to go in what has been a dominant first quarter for the Trojans here at home. Right side pass it goes. Here is Griffin. Now spinning is Baldwin. Get it back up top here to Alvarez. Baldwin again gets a touch. Works it left. Hands it off on the wing to Alvarez, who fires a three. Got nothing but backboard. But an offensive rebound is stuck up. No good, but a foul called. That puts Ella Whistler to the line to shoot a pair. 40 seconds remain in the quarter. Both teams in the bonus, the final 40.3. And that foul is on Macy Grable. That is her second. And this puts Whistler at the line. 5'9 junior. First free throw too strong, no good. She had 2 points and 4 rebounds. And the loss to a very good Donovan West team on Tuesday night. That final was 48-23. Donovan West currently the number 10 ranked team in Class 2A. This Riverside team has finished runner-up in 2A each of the last two seasons, but had to replace some really good talent, and now they're up in 3A this year. No good on the second, and the rebound to Wettstein. 35 seconds and counting in this opening quarter. Dominated by Troy here at home, 26-5 they lead. There is Gracie Grable, and now an offensive foul is going to be called. A legal screen is going against Christensen, and that is her first. player control foul, so no free throws here. Cyclones get it back. 28 seconds to go, trailing 26-5. 17 first quarter points for Harper Westside. Here's Trinity Jackson. Left side pass. It goes to Ebony Alvarez. Zone defense right now extended out by the Trojans. And getting a pass off here to Alvarez left side into the corner now. Jackson, a good look, and she delivers a three. Big shot for Trinity Jackson. She's got five. 9 seconds to go. 26-8 on the board. It's going to be Westside. You got to believe it. Right side backing up. Now 3 seconds. Wants to step back. Has a good look. Off the front rim. No. And that takes us to the end of the first quarter. Dominant performance by Troy and Harper Westside. Three threes, 17 points, and the Trojans have a 26-8 first quarter lead. Second quarter action after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trojans out to a roaring start here, led by Harper Westside, who has just been as hot as any player here in the state. 29 against Hiawatha, 35 on Tuesday against Jackson Heights. And what does she do here in the first quarter against Riverside? Three threes and 17 points as the Trojans lead Riverside 26-8 here on KNZA. Our game brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services right here in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, our studio producer, Brandon Tama with you here from Troy tonight. How does Riverside respond after getting gut-punched here in the first 8 minutes? Here is Duncan in the right corner, has a good look, but the three is left short. The rebound for Allie Franken, pushing it up. Westine off the window, layup for two. 19 for Harper Westine, makes it 28-8, and we're just 20 seconds into this second quarter. Here is finally a chance to break transition. Now another opportunity is up and no good. It's out of bounds. It'll stay here with Riverside. Trinity Jackson had an offensive rebound, a chance at a putback. Ends up being deflected out of bounds. So the Cyclones keep. They're led by Trinity Jackson right now with five, and then three by Ebony Alvarez. Now Westine nearly coming away with a steal, and she's going to be caught on the baseline and out of bounds. Again, Westine had 15 steals in the first two games, and she's already nabbed a couple here in this first half. Now the Cyclones struggling to throw it in. That's going to be a five count and a turnover. And that's unofficially 11 first-half turnovers by the Cyclones. That gives it back to Westine and the Trojans. 30 seconds gone by in this second quarter. It's been all Trojans here at home. They lead it by 20. And Westine dominant with 19. Top of the key, this is Emerson Weber. Westine, good pass. Franken, though, missed the layup. Beautifully set, but could not convert. Duncan gets the rebound, and then she's fouled, trying to push it up the floor, and that's going to be on Westine. That is her first and the first foul on either side in quarter number two. Trojans last year went 11-10, lost to Centralia in the sub-state semifinals. And we mentioned in the first quarter about Riverside's last two seasons going back-to-back runner-up finishes in 2A, but it's a much different look. And now Westine comes away with another steal, gets it up the floor quickly, little stop and pop, layup good by Gracie Grable, who now has five. Give Westine another dime, and it's now 30-8 Troy. Here's a little stop and pop in transition, high off the heel by Jackson, rebound once again, this time by Emerson Weber. Here's Westine in between the rings out high, scorching to start, 19 points, and averaging 32 coming in. Here's Allison Grable, top of the key, closed out quickly by Baldwin. Now Westine, the touch on the right wing, gets a high ball screen, little give and go action, beautifully done, and the foul's called. Now Whistler trying to plead her case that she was straight up, but the body foul is going to be called. It was clean up top, but not down low, and that puts Allison Grable at the line to shoot two. 1 point in the first quarter, one of two at the line. Allison averaging just over 4 points and five rebounds per game through the first two. And she spins in the first free throw. extending on this lead, which is 31-8 now. We have played 91 seconds in quarter number two. She spins it, staggered stance, right foot forward, and drills the second free throw. 3 points for Allison Grable. 32-8 Trojans. They continue to pile up here in the full court with that pressure. Get it up the floor, does Riverside to Duncan, right side pass. Jackson thought about a three, instead gets it back to Duncan out high, who was honorable mention in the Big Seven a year ago, and there's an air ball three that's going to go out of bounds, and we'll give it right back to Troy. Not quite 2 minutes played in quarter number two. Right now it's Troy 32, Riverside 8. Story's been Harper Wettstein, 19 so far here in the first half. She scored 17 in the first quarter. Here's Emerson Weber, right side picked up the dribble. Now Franken, left side it goes to Gracie Grable. Curls around the arc, and her pass gets away, but chasing it down in the corner is Weber to keep it alive. Now Gracie driving, kicking left. Franken, a left-handed three, and she drilled it. Allie Franken, her first triple of the season. She's now got 8 here in the first half, and Riverside now nearly threw it away again. That makes the score 35-8. Allie Franken was 0 of 9 from 3 coming into this game tonight. She drills her first attempt from the left wing. 35-8 Trojans at 5:35 to go until halftime. Well, Riverside finally able to walk it across the midcourt stripe. They dump it on the elbow here to Whistler, right back to Duncan. Left side pass now, it goes to Griffin. Now working inside, Whistler using a nice post move there to bank one in off the window. First bucket for Ella Whistler makes it 35-10. Not quite 3 minutes in. Here's Wettstein, angles left, hands it off on the wing to Grable. That's Gracie, dribbles back to the right wing. Now up top, and a foul's going to be called against Duncan, trying to fight through a Allison Grable screen, knocked her to the floor. And the foul on Duncan will be her first, and Riverside team foul number two here in the quarter. Nicole Judd, 5'3 junior, onto the floor now for the Trojans, replacing Gracie Grable. Here's Wettstein catching one into the backcourt after a far sideline throw-in. Now 3 minutes in, 5 to go here in quarter number two. It's been dominant for the Trojans here tonight so far in this half. Here's Wettstein, left side on the wing. Duncan closing out quickly. Now Judd, thought about a three. Nice little ball fake, good kick. Right side, this is Allison Grable, high off the back rim on a three-point attempt. Fighting for the rebound, Whistler has it. Turns into a double team and is able to get it away. Here is Griffin pulling up from 17. Nearly got the kind touch, no. Rebound on the backside by Allie Franken. Quick one and done there for the Cyclones. Right side pass to Judd. She'll fire. That was partially blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. It should be Troy basketball. And they're going to say it's going to go to Riverside. Maybe not. It looked like it was partially blocked. Unless it was touched underneath. Either way, it will be Cyclones ball. 35-10 Troy. 4:28 to go in this half. Harper Wettstein, 19 to lead the Trojans. She had 17 in the first quarter. She's cooled down a bit here in quarter number two, but she's been more of a distributor here to her teammates, and now Riverside quickly throwing it away, trying to break that press, and that has been an issue and a key storyline here tonight. Mackenzie Christensen's going to check back into the game here for Troy. And a seat for Allie Franken, who's got 8 points and 4 rebounds, so a good first half for Franken. Just south of 4:20, clock moving in this second quarter. Here is Wettstein guarded by Duncan. Certainly a nice battle there between those two. Here's Judd right side, wants a high ball screen, looking for the roll and had it taken away, and now Judd is called for the foul. So she turns it over, right idea, trying to run a little pick and roll, trying to squeeze that pass through a couple defenders and ultimately turned it over. So at least on this possession, Trojans are going to back it up a little bit in terms of the pressure, as Macy Grable's going to check back in for Emerson Weber. Cyclones will dump it right into Nyla Duncan. Casual with the dribble. Officially at the halfway point here in quarter number two. Whistler at the free throw line. Back to the bucket. Now backs it out to the top of the key. And hands it right back to Duncan as Wettstein was trying to pick her pocket. Here's Whistler. Steps into a left elbow J. That's a little bit strong and a backside rebound by Macy Grable, her first. 35-10 Troy, 3:40 to go in this half. Here's Wettstein dribbling, left corner, backing out, now works to the wing, Now splits two, kicks it up top. Here is a deep three, and a foul's going to be called on the shot. Trinity Jackson closing out heavily, and that's going to be three free throws for Macy Grable. That's the third foul on Trinity Jackson, who's right now Riverside's leading scorer with five. Here's Macy at the line. Good to see her on the floor. She misses the first free throw. She has missed not just last season, but the last two seasons with injury. And right now still looking for her first points here in 2024. That one, no. So she's 0 for 2. It was 3. There was a little confusion. Riverside thought it was only a two-shot foul, but she was way beyond the line, and she will get a third opportunity here to try to crack one. 3:33 showing on the scoreboard. Left in the half. 35-10, and she does get one. First point of the season for the senior, Macy Grable. 36-10 Trojans. 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Hewens, who just broke the press there, and then she is bumped and fouled. Trojans foul. That's going to be on Allison Grable, and that's going to be her third. Or correction, that's going to be her second. Beg your pardon. Both teams three fouls here in the second quarter. Riverside to throw it in. They dump it inside. Whistler, good look. Nice inbounds play. As Hewens the assist, and Whistler now with her second field goal. She's got four. 36-12 Trojans. 3:18 to go in this first half. Here's Wettstein, right side pass to Judd. Has the dribble, waiting for that screen. Wants Weber on the dive. They get it to her on the block. Gets quickly doubled. Has to back out towards the corner. Now skips the pass as it goes to Macy Grable, and she's called for a travel. Turnover by the Trojans, giving it back to Riverside. Now they put the pressure up here. Riverside has not handled the press well. A lot of turnovers. Here's Duncan trying to get past Wettstein and trying to pick the pocket. Wettstein, and that's going to be a foul on her. And Harper Wettstein now with two. That'll bring in Allie Franken. But Wettstein's not coming out, replacing Macy. So Riverside to throw it in. Exactly 3 minutes to go in this second quarter. It's a 36-12 Trojans lead as they're trying to start the season 3-0. Here's Whistler, left side, backed out into the corner. Now skips a pass to Duncan, right wing. Good ball fake, steps into a long two. Nearly banked it in, but a backside rebound collected by Franken. Team leader in rebound. She has five in the first half. Wettstein sets and misses a straight-on three, and it deflects right off the rim. And Riverside lets it go out of bounds. So Wettstein has cooled down here in the second quarter, but yet she still has 19 in this first half. Outscoring Riverside by herself by seven. 36-12, the Trojans lead. Well, Riverside again has not shot it well, and neither of the first two opponents shot it well against this Troy pressure. There's a missed shot inside, tipped up into the air. Wettstein pulls it down, pushing the tempo. Long pass up the floor, was trying to connect with Emerson Weber and just had a little too much heat behind it, and a turnover by Wettstein. Cole Judd comes out, sub in for the Trojans as they continue to set up here in the full court press. 36-12, they lead by 24 at 2:24 to go in this half. Here's Trinity Jackson, a little pull-up from the elbow. It's an air ball, and it was nearly saved by Hewens. Good effort, but it'll go back to Troy. A little quiet last couple of minutes here for the most part. Troy had a 26-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. They lead it 36-12 now with just over 2 minutes to go in the half. Man-to-man defense here by Riverside. Here's Franken, hands it off to Grable. That is Gracie. Now Wettstein backing up in between the rings out high. Wants to go one-on-one on Duncan. Spinning, now working left. Duncan playing good defense, now forcing a right side pass to Franken. Now Gracie Grable top of the key, splitting two. To the rack she goes, but botched the layup. And a rebound and a turnover. It was Griffin who got the rebound and immediately threw it away. Here's Wettstein diving in the paint, throwing one up through contact. Offensive rebound, no. Wettstein gets another one, puts it up and in. 21 for Harper Wettstein. Emerson Weber had an opportunity as well before that. But nonetheless, another Wettstein bucket. She's up to 21 first half points. And did Riverside just throw it away again? They did. The press has been a problem. 38-12 Trojans, under a minute 20 to go in this half. Here's Wettstein handing it off. Gracie Grable working around the arc from left to right. Back to the top of the key to Wettstein. Guarded out by Duncan. Duncan putting the hands on the hips, forcing her right, and kicks it right there to Grable at the top of the key. Minute to go in this first half. Here's Wettstein dribbling towards short corner left. Quickly doubled. Picks it back up. Spins back to the bucket and lays it in. 23 for Harper Wettstein at 48 seconds to go. The lead is 40-12. What a dominant performance here in the first half. She's been dominant all year, and another pass tipped out of bounds. Riverside keeps. Tori Ortega and also Carmen Baldwin's going to check back in here for the Cyclones. They have just 40 seconds here to work. Back off the press a little bit does Troy. Final 35 seconds. Duncan walking across the timeline from right to left. Works it right. Thought about going back left. Instead gets it off right side to Ortega on the wing, who goes right back to Duncan up top. They want to play for the final shot here. 22 seconds. They get it to the free throw line. Tried to find Hewins on the elbow, and she is bumped and fouled with 19.6 seconds to go. They get the foul on Christensen. That is her second. Team foul number four. Or correction number five. So that is going to put Kayana Hewins at the line to shoot two. 5'10 sophomore, high arcing free throw, and just barely grazed the front rim. No good. Well, the Trojans have a 40-12 lead, 19.6 seconds to go. One more free throw coming up here for Hewins. High arcing, this one no good. They're going to say she stepped over the line, and regardless, doesn't count, and it will be Trojans basketball. 19.6 seconds left here in the half. Here is Wettstein. Be surprised if it got out of her hands at any points in the final 15 seconds. Well, gets it right side here to Grable. They want to swing it through, trying to set up that double screen. Left side on the wing, 7 seconds. Now Wettstein backing up, top of the key. She has 5 seconds, had to get rid of it. Here's Gracie Grable, back to Wettstein. 2 seconds, spinning, firing deep three. It's short. That takes us to the end of the first half, which was absolutely dominated by the Troy Trojans as they have a 40-12 lead here on KNZA. Our halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Trojans 40, Cyclones 12. We'll recap the first half after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
It's getting to be the end of the year, and you know what that means. Awesome deals on vehicles, and Nemaha Valley Motors is no exception. We currently have a wide variety of new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and GMC vehicles in stock, some with huge end-of-the-year deals. We haven't had this big of a selection of three-quarter ton trucks in years. Experience what it is like to purchase a vehicle in a nice, friendly, relaxed atmosphere with no big dealer pressure. Stop in at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca, and you will leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 17th, and Hiawatha Thursday, December 19th, from 9 to 2 for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. You can also bid a farewell to Delia Oaks while visiting our Horton location. She will be retiring from GN Bank after 20 years. All are welcome. Happy holidays from GN Bank.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a late start here on KNZA tonight, but that is okay, and we're off to a roaring start here, especially if you're the Troy Trojans. The girls basketball team looking for a 3-0 start, and they're halfway home as they lead Riverside 40-12 here at the break. They got 23 first-half points from Harper Wettstein. She had 17 of those 23 in the first quarter alone. Again, our halftime brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Again, Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Again, it was a 26-8 Trojans lead at the end of one. They would outscore Riverside 14-4 in quarter number two, and they lead it here at the half by a score of 40-12. Let's get you some of the numbers in the first half, and mentioned, of course, Harper Wettstein. Sensational guard, 5'8 junior, 23 in the first half. She knocked down three threes, all of those threes in the first 3 minutes of the game. Allie Franken has 8 points and five rebounds. They also got 5 points from Gracie Grable, 3 points from Allison Grable, and they got 1 point from Macy Grable. Not much going for Riverside again, a lot of turnovers. They got five in the first half from Trinity Jackson. They got four from Ella Whistler. And they also got 3 points from Ebony Alvarez. Some of the team numbers in the first half. Trojans hit 5 threes. They had 10 turnovers. They hit 8 of 12 of their free throw attempts. They out-rebounded Riverside 16-8. Cyclones had 2 threes in the first half. They turned it over 15 times, and they had 4 attempts at the free throw line, unable to convert on any of those 4 attempts. Our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting, that is with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Get our halftime score in the girls' game. It is Troy 40 and Riverside 12. Our second half is coming up in 3.5 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of the paper chase? Simplify your life with Rainbow's e-bill mobile app. View your bill, make payments, and check your Wi-Fi password, all from the palm of your hand. Download Rainbow eBill today from the App Store or Google Play Store and take control of your account like never before. Rainbow Communications, your connection to a brighter future. Visit their website for more information or call Rainbow Communications to learn more about the eBill mobile app at 800-892-0163.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets and homemade gourmet cupcakes. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Cinex lubricants with gift cards for gallons. You can earn a $50 Visa gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Cinex diesel engine oils, tractor hydraulic fluids, gear lubes, and greases purchased now through February 28, 2025. Contact Berwick Co-op Oil for qualifying Cinex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply, and don't forget to ask about the best warranty in the industry, the Cinex Total Protection Plan. Proven durability, powered locally.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Faint in Holton, for a free insurance review.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman, Ray Penning, our studio producer, as we get set to start the second half in our girls' contest tonight in Troy. It's been all Trojans. They have dominated Riverside, leading 40-12, as Harper Wettstein leading the way. 23 first-half points. She had 17 of her 23 in the first quarter. She had 3 threes. She added 4 rebounds and was a perfect 4-for-4 at the free-throw line. Allie Franken also a nice first half for the Trojans. 8 points and 5 rebounds, leading scorers for the Cyclones. Trinity Jackson with 5, and Ella Whistler, she has 4 to go along with 3 rebounds. Turnovers a problem again. The press that the Trojans have been placing for a majority of this game has really caused issues for the Cyclones in tune of 15 first-half turnovers. And the Cyclones got to the free throw line 4 times, unable to convert on any of those 4 attempts. Getting ready for the start of the third quarter. Appears to be the starting 5. That led things off for Troy. They'll go from right to left as they will have the opening possession here in the third quarter. Appears to be both teams going with the OG starting fives. Now let's see what Riverside did at the break to make proper adjustments. Can they chip away in any way, shape, or form? They got a long way to go, and the Trojans started off here in the second half. It's a 40-12 lead. Here is Wettstein, left side on the wing, puts it on the dribble once. They set it up high for Gracie Grable. Right side pass, it goes to Allison in the corner. Right back up top, it goes to Emerson Weber. Trying to get Wettstein the ball. She flashes to the elbow, gets it back, and has to kick it to Franken, who drives in from the left corner, puts up a shot, just dives off the rim. It almost went down. A rebound for Ella Whistler, and Riverside getting a stop on the opening possession, but now trying to get it across midcourt, and they finally do before the 10 count. Wettstein herself nearly forcing a turnover there. Here's Duncan on the wing right, holding it high above her head. Now puts it on the dribble waist high with the right hand. Right side pass, this is Trinity Jackson. Here's Baldwin at the elbow, put up a shot, might have been partially blocked. Franken rips away the rebound. She's got 6 rebounds in this game tonight, team leader. Oh, backdoor, beautiful, nobody there. Easy layup by Allison Grable, who now has 5. 42-12, the lead is 30. Riverside just not marking up there. Now Franken diving on the floor, forcing another turnover by Riverside. So the Trojans have it back. Here's Gracie Grable, right side to Franken. Why not? The lefty triggers a 3, and that one is off the heel. And now pushing it up the floor is Riverside, and the layup is no good. It was missed in transition. And now pushing it up the floor is Gracie Grable, and now a whistle and a foul underneath as the Trojans try to push the tempo inside. First foul on either team here in the third quarter. This one against Duncan, that is going to be her second. 6:28 to go in the third. It's all Trojans. They lead it by 30. Here's Wettstein working around the screen and around the arc and now dives into the right side, flips up a tough shot. No. Offensive rebound, though, by Allison Grable to keep it alive. So a second chance opportunity here for the Trojans. Here is Gracie Grable. Deep 3, and she banked it in. Her second 3 tonight. She's got 8. 5 triples she has made this year. 45-12. Trojans. 2 minutes in, 6 to go here in this third quarter. Here's Carmen Baldwin, left side to Duncan. She's going to fire a deep 3, just short, barely grazing the front of the iron. And a rebound for Gracie Grable. Stops on the right wing high, gets it to Wettstein, top of the key. Now backing it up just a touch and angles right. Pushing away the screen opportunities. Now Weber left side towards the corner, puts it on the dribble once. Up top here to Franken, who now goes right. Now they bounce it inside. Here's Weber spinning on a double. Tried to force a shot. No. Good, strong rebound there by Ella Whistler for Riverside. Whistler's now got 5 rebounds here tonight. 45-12, Troy leads. 5:15 to go in this third. There's a deep, high-arcing 3 that nearly went down for Riverside, but a rebound cleared away by Allison Grable. Now right side, they don't mark Gracie Grable, and she had a good look from 3, but Wettstein gets the offensive rebound, puts one up, and she's fouled. 5th rebound for Harper Wettstein, and now a chance to get her first points here in the second half. Ella Whistler picks up the Riverside foul, her 3rd and team 2nd. Well, Wettstein, 17 in the first quarter, 23 at the half. Trying to add to it here in the third quarter. Her first free throw, no, too strong. First miss at the line tonight, now 4 for 5. She was 80% coming in. And literally 4 or 5. That is 80%. Second on the way, and it rims out. She missed both. And Whistler with her 6th rebound for Riverside. 45-12 is our score. It's been all Trojans since the jump. It's under 5 minutes to go in this third. Here's Whistler turning at the elbow, left side, puts it on the dribble, and it's picked away by Wettstein. Coast to coast, working on Duncan, layup good. 25 in the game for Harper Wettstein, and the lead is 47-12. Here is Duncan. They've backed off the pressure Troy has just a touch. Here's a high ball screen by Jackson. Duncan not using it. And now picks up the dribble, gets it off to Whistler on the right elbow, and now hands it off to Duncan on the right wing. Thought about a 3, trying to drive on Wettstein, spinning, kicking it back to Jackson, who doesn't hesitate on a 3. That one is not there. And the rebound deflected out of bounds, and it'll stay here with the Cyclones. 4:13 to go in this third period. Trojans, monster lead at 47-12. Here is Alvarez to throw it in, and finally gets it into Duncan, using strength and draws the foul. That's going to be against Gracie Grable. That'll be her 2nd. And free throws coming up for Nyla Duncan. Led Riverside in their loss to Donovan West with 13 points and 4 rebounds. She has yet to score in this game tonight. A chance here at the line. Foul was on Macy Grable. Correction, that's her 3rd. First free throw was no good by Duncan, so now a 2nd on the way. Or never mind, it was. Correction. That one, no. So she goes 1 for 2, and now it's taken away. And nearly given right back, and we're going to get a jump ball. So Duncan goes 1-for-2 at the line. And then essentially exchange turnovers. And Riverside with the possession will get it back on the arrow. So 47-13 is our score. And Wettstein comes away with another steal. Takes it up the floor herself, right side on the wing, getting right by the defender, throwing one up. No, a blocking foul is called, and Wettstein going back to the line. Foul is on Macy Mears, 5'5 freshman. Seeing some time here in this second half for Riverside. 3:55 left in this third. Wettstein, 4-for-6 at the line tonight. 25 points, and now 26 after the first one falls here. Well, their point per game average coming in was 32 through the first two games, and right now sitting with 26, now 27. She goes 2-for-2 at the line, makes the score 49-13. Past the halfway point here in quarter number three. Here is Mears, dribbles baseline, cut off, gets it back to the left wing, skip pass right side. Now Mears had it picked. And a steal for Weber, and then she is bumped and fouled in transition. And that foul on Riverside against Mears. And is that the fifth team foul? The officials are asking the table if the fouls are correct on the scoreboard, because right now it shows 4-0 favor of Troy, meaning that Riverside has committed the four fouls. But there was a foul on Troy just about a minute or two ago, so they did not put that one up. I think the fouls are going to be 4-1, I believe. So they have it's the fourth foul. So, again, the fouls are correct. So, it's the final foul to give for Riverside. It is 4-1. They do put that one up. That was called on Troy a little bit ago. Here's Wettstein after that mini break. Gets it off here to Gracie Grable. Dribbles left. Now they find Wettstein. She has a good look. A little bit strong on a three. Backside rebound for Whistler, who's been good. Cleaning the glass for the Cyclones. As far as not a ton of positives for the Cyclones tonight, but that being one. 49-13, Troy. Just over 3 minutes to go, and that one tipped away another near steal, but it's batted out of bounds by Gracie Grable, and the Cyclones will throw it in far side of the floor. And a timeout's going to be called by Riverside coach Craig Burns. The full will follow suit. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Troy 49, Riverside 13, 3:11 to go, quarter number three. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, our studio producer here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tadman here in Troy, as our girls' game has been one-sided, to say the least. Home team Trojans have dominated Riverside. It is 49-13. We got 3 minutes and 11 seconds to go in quarter number three. Harper Wettstein, the story, 17 in the first quarter. She stands on 27 points and 5 rebounds. She has added probably 5 or 6 steals as well. And out of the timeout, Riverside with the basketball. Find some positives if you're Coach Craig Burns and the Cyclones here. And there's another swipe and another steal. Who else? It's Wettstein. She goes coast to coast. Layup good. 29 now for Harper Wettstein. And it's 51-13. Barring something crazy happening, we might be headed towards a running clock here in the fourth quarter. Here's Duncan at the free throw line, kicks left. Here's Griffin, a three. It was on target, but a little bit strong. And a rebound for Wettstein. She now has six of those. Thought about pulling up a deep three. Turned it down and kicks it right to Nicole Judd on the right wing. Goes to Franken up top. Between the rings, out high. Still has the dribble, not using. Now Wettstein on the wing left. Has a little give and go to Franken. Beautifully done. Wettstein the assist. And Franken a deuce. And Franken into double figures with 10. And that makes it 53-13. It is a 40-point Trojans lead. Now Wettstein, another near stealer. Correction, that was Gracie Grable this time who nearly got one there. As Macy Grable will check in for her cousin Gracie. The Cyclones throwing it in near sideline. They dump it into Griffin who dives in, kicks right, but it's fouled before the pass. It's on the floor. And the Troy foul against Mackenzie Christensen. That is her third team, too. Kayana Hewins to throw it in here for Riverside. Right side of her own backboard. Still looking. Bouncing it into Duncan in the right corner. Wettstein hands at the hips playing defense. They reverse the basketball. Griffin diving. A lot of contact. And they get her for a travel. Another turnover by the Cyclones. Gives it back to the Trojans, who lead it by 40. With 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Franken. They break the presser here, or the press here, and now Nicole Judd gets a look from three. It's short. Trying to chase it down into the corner. And out of bounds, it'll be Riverside ball. Good hustle there by Franken, who has been the Troy leader in rebounds per game through the first two, and she has added to that with six more in this game tonight. Minute 52 to go in this third quarter. 53-13, the Troy advantage. 29 points for Harper Wettstein. She has been on fire, and yet she's not even at her season total in terms of points per game. As there's another turnover as Franken comes away with a steal this time. Here's Wettstein into the front court, splits a couple defenders, and draws the foul. Aggressive take. And Wettstein is back to the line to shoot a pair. A Riverside foul on Macy Mears, and that is her third, and team foul number five. So bonus opportunities, final 93 seconds here for Troy. Wettstein's free throw no good. Well, she's two of her last five from the line after starting 4-for-4, and you can see the frustration. And she's missed a few here in the second half. It's when you know you got a baller on your hands. That one's pure. Second is good. She goes 1-for-2, and she's got 30. 54-13, Troy. 93 seconds to go in this third and final period. Trojans backing off into more of a half-court pressure here. Here's Duncan. Right side pass it goes. This is Jackson. Layaways from the bucket. Gets it back top of the key to Mears. Now here is a pass to the elbow to Hewins, and now a step-back three is good. That's Trinity Jackson. She's got 8 to lead Riverside. That's her second three, and it makes it 54-16. That's the first field goal made here by Riverside in the third quarter. Here's Christensen up top. Wettstein open. Not this time, but an offensive rebound by Franken, and then she had it knocked away and out of bounds, and she was the last to touch. So it goes back to Riverside. That was a great look from straight away by Wettstein, just a touch short. Now we got 52 seconds remaining in the quarter. Riverside getting it into the front court with Ortega. Has it on the left side in the corner. Now working, spinning, gets it in the paint. Had it knocked away. She's fighting for it. Dives on the floor, right corner, and it's going to be a jump ball. That'll be a turnover. Possession arrow giving it back to Troy. 40 and a half seconds to go in the quarter. Now Riverside amping up the pressure just a little bit. Wettstein to Judd. Long pass and sailed it through Franken, and it's taken away. Turnover by Troy. Now Riverside has a chance. Duncan straight away from three, left it short. Rebound for the Trojans, and Macy Grable with 20 seconds to go, and she's going to get called for a travel right at midcourt. So back-to-back turnovers by the Trojans. Riverside has it with 21 seconds to go. They have only hit one shot from the field in this third quarter. They trail 54-16. Duncan holding it high above her head, two steps in front of midcourt on the far side. Wettstein inching a little bit closer defensively, wants a high ball screen from Jackson. Wettstein goes right around it. Duncan gets to the right elbow, kicks it left. 7 seconds to go. Difficult shot through traffic, no good. And was it deflected? It was. It stays here with Riverside with now just 4.8 on the clock. Got to get something quick to try to close out this quarter with any kind of positive momentum. Trying to dump it in. They do so and put up by Griffin, missing and battling for the rebound. Chasing it down was Hewins and a chance for Duncan at the buzzer, and she missed a three that was wide open. That's just been kind of the way it's gone tonight. And Troy, 8 minutes away from moving to 3-0. They have dominated this game. They lead it 54-16. Fourth quarter action is coming your way next.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experience, people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Game tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Ray Penning, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. We hit quarter number four in a game that has been dominated by Troy tonight. And our first of two here this evening is 54-16. As the Trojans being led once again, no surprise, by their junior guard, Harper Wettstein. 30 points tonight after she put up 35 in the win against Jackson Heights on Tuesday and 29 in the opener last Friday against Hiawatha. So here we go, final 8 minutes. Believe we should have a running clock in effect. We'll see once we get to a stopping point, but right now it has been all Trojans who are on their way to a 3-0 start. Here's Riverside with Trinity Jackson, kicks it into the right corner. A three is on the way by Ortega, missed it short, but an offensive rebound by Griffin. And now she'll step back and fire, left it short on a right corner three. This one cleared away by the Trojans and Allie Franken, who's working on a double-double. Here's Wettstein, why not, knifing her way through the defense and lays it in for two. 32 for Harper Wettstein, makes it 56-16. Now Griffin drives, trying to bank one in, left it a little bit short. Now fighting for the rebound, and a couple bodies hit the floor. It's going to be a jump ball, possession arrow giving it back to Troy, and the clock continues to move, so should have a fairly quick moving fourth quarter here in this one, as Harper Wettstein's going to come out. I doubt she'll see the floor at any point the rest of this game. 32 for Harper Wettstein, right at her season average. Now Troy nearly gave it away, but here's a good look. Little short two-point shot that's a little bit strong. Rebound cleared away by Kennedy Griffin of Riverside. 56-16, Troy. Clock moving here in the fourth quarter. We're at 6:40. Now Riverside throwing it into the backcourt. That's going to be a turnover. Well, Troy wasted little time dominating the first quarter, leading 26-8. They outscored Riverside 14-4 in the second quarter. They outscored Riverside 14-4 in the third quarter. Right now lead at 56-16. Couple more subs in for Riverside. As again, the running clock in effect here with the monstrous lead for the Trojans. Here's Nicole Judd, left side pass. It is wing left here to Allison Grable. Franklin reversing to Judd, right side. Beautiful feed inside. Shot up by Weber, and she threw it up way above the backboard. It hit the wiring above it, so that's going to be a no-go there. It'll give it back to Riverside. Franken's out. Christensen's back in. As I'm sure both teams will get some end bench players in to get a little bit of time here in this game. There's a pass that sails out of bounds, looking for Whistler inside and just too much on it. As again, both teams kind of getting some subs here on the floor. Ebony Alvarez is back in. Duncan will take a seat here. Clock continues to move. We're right about 5 minutes to go in this game. Trojans lead it by 40. There's a turnover by Weber trying to pass it into Macy Grable and kind of just miscommunication on where she was cutting to. And it's thrown away. So Riverside gets it back underneath their own bucket. Ebony Alvarez to throw it in right side of her own backboard. Holding it high above her head, trying to find somebody. Dumps it in, and now it's knocked away. Tipped out of bounds. And it stays here with Riverside. 4:45. Clock continues to move. It's been running since the start of this final frame. Dominance for the Trojans tonight. And getting ready to start this season 3-0. Back here inside the Northeast Kansas League. Of course, making the jump from the TVL. Riverside making the jump from the Big 7 here to the NEKL. It's going to be an offensive foul as Whistler tried to dive in. The charge was taken by Allison Grable. It's going to be the fourth foul on Whistler. And checking into the game is Kyler Ludke, 5'2 freshman here for the Trojans. Her second appearance in what is game number 3. Now Riverside showing a little bit of pressure here. We're under 4 minutes to go. Whistler with a block shot inside. Nicely done. Rebound by Alvarez, pushing the tempo. Now backs it out left side on the wing. Up top it goes to Baldwin. Has the dribble, used it twice, immediately picked it up. And now they want to go inside. Whistler, nice little post move. Layup good. 6 points for Ella Whistler. She's had some bright spots here tonight for the Cyclones. She's got 6 points and 7 rebounds. The Trojans get it into the front court. Running clock, we're at 3:30. 56-18 Trojans. Trojans with the basketball. Macy Grable picks it up a little prematurely and now nearly forcing a turnover. Good defense here by Ebony Alvarez, and somehow Judd able to pick it up. Get it right back to Grable, and now lost it, and she finally had it taken away by Alvarez. Turnover against the Trojans. Now the ball is still not secure, and now we get a jump ball, and the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Riverside. 3 minutes to go, clock moving. Trojans leading 56-18. Riverside with the basketball, Alvarez dumping it in. They want to go back to Whistler on that block. She is quickly triple-teamed, and she is bumped and fouled. It's going to be on the floor. The Troy foul against Macy Grable. That is her third. And some more subs in here for Troy. Ava Marriott. And also, I believe, making sure I have it correctly, but yeah, basically both teams rocking towards the end of the bench, and there's another whistle. This one's going to be on Nicole Judd. Gets called to the blocking foul. We're now at 2 minutes to go. Again, the running clock in effect. 56-18 our score. It's been all Trojans from the jump. Harper Wettstein, another dominant performance as Riverside throws it away. It's a steal for Troy. Well, the Trojans can run this bad boy out, so essentially, if they would like, but might have been a carry right there, no call. And the Trojans have emptied their bench. And Wettstein was taken out 30 seconds into the fourth quarter and finished the game tonight with 32. There's a steal by Riverside, nicely done by Ortega. They get it up the floor. Shot missed in transition. And a rebound for the Trojans. That one collected and put up the floor by Ludke. Final 1:15, 56-18, Trojans. Man-to-man defense here by the Cyclones, nearly forcing a five count. Now a pass deflected out of bounds. It stays here with Troy at 1 minute to go in the game. Hadley Mears and also Jasmine Robinson checking in for the Cyclones. Well, the Cyclones are going to drop to 0-2, and it doesn't get much easier next week. They go to Pleasant Ridge. And then they will play Oskaloosa next week to close things out after that to wrap it up before the holiday break. 35 seconds to go. Trojans just kind of dribbling it out here. A couple bodies hit the floor. Good defense, but a travel is going to be called and a turnover by Troy. So, again, the clock is down to 24 seconds. Running clock here It has been very light scoring-wise. It was 54-16 at the start of this quarter. Each team has scored 2 points in the fourth. Here is a deep left-wing three that is banked in by Tori Ortega. First points for her tonight, makes it 56-21. And the Trojans, final few seconds, going to run this thing out. And the Trojans are moving to 3-0 as they dominate from the jump tonight, beating Riverside here in game number one. Final score, 56-21. Post-game show's next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. All Trojans tonight, 56-21. Our post-game next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, certified dietary manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to assure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game show brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the biz for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Our first game is done and in the books, and it was all one-sided as the Trojan girls of Troy dominant over Riverside tonight. Final score, 56-21. And going through some of the numbers in this game, and sensational performance again tonight for Harper Wettstein. She was pulled 30 seconds into the fourth quarter and yet still finished with 32 points and 6 rebounds. She was averaging 7.5 steals per game coming in, and that number might have even grown a little bit, how much of a menace she was defensively here in this game tonight. Near double-double for Allie Franken, but not quite. 10 points and 8 rebounds. Gracie Grable chipped in with 8 points, 3 rebounds as well. They got 5 points from Allison Grable and a single point for Macy Grable, a couple of rebounds as well. Trojans turned it over 18 times. They hit 6 threes in the game. They were 11 of 18 at the line and collected 27 rebounds. Trojans are off to a 3-0 start. Cyclones dropped to 0-2. They got 8 points from Trinity Jackson. She had a couple of threes. They got 6 from Ella Whistler to go along with 7 rebounds, and then they got 3 points from Tori Ortega, and they got 1 point from Nyla Duncan. Cyclones just couldn't quite get much going with that press that the Trojans were laying on in the first half. Cyclones finished with 29 turnovers. They hit 4 threes. They were just 1 of 6 at the line, and they finished with 17 rebounds. So Troy out-rebounding the Cyclones by 10, 27-17. Player of the game, it's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. There is no doubt about this one. It is Harper Wettstein. The 5'8 junior came into tonight's game averaging 32 points per game, and she finishes this game tonight with 32 points. She was scorching hot in the first quarter, had 17 in the first 8 minutes with 3 threes, kind of slowed down a touch in the second quarter, but nonetheless, another 32-point performance. That is, again, following a 35-point game on a Tuesday night in the win against Jackson Heights. So, again, Harper Wettstein, 32 points, 6 rebounds. She hit 3 threes. She was also 7 of 10 at the free throw line. So, Harper Wettstein, our player of the game. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So, that's going to officially end our girls' broadcast here tonight. We get you set for the boys' game, as the Troy boys are looking to go to 2-0. Riverside boys coming in tonight undefeated as well after a win over Donovan West earlier in the week. But until then, we'll step aside, give us about 7 or 8 minutes, and we'll bring it back to you. Our boys game is coming up next as Troy looks for the sweep against Riverside. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
This is The Lit, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan,
along with John Nixon and Greg Bevermeyer.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
A Horton woman and a Topeka man are facing charges following a traffic stop last week in Jackson County, south of Holton. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris, in a release, said during the early morning hours of December 5th, a sheriff's deputy conducted a traffic stop on a GMC Envoy on U.S. 75 Highway near 214th Road. During the traffic stop, the driver, 46-year-old Michael Bennett, was initially arrested for driving while suspended. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted. A passenger, 27-year-old Elaine Moore, was arrested on an outstanding Brown County felony warrant. Moore allegedly had a 9mm Glock pistol in her waistband. During a search of the vehicle, Morris said suspected heroin, methamphetamine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia were located. Besides the Brown County felony warrant, Moore was arrested on charges of possession of heroin, possession of meth, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and criminal use of weapons. Then it was arrested for possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while suspended, and no insurance. Following their arrest, the pair were booked into the Jackson County Jail.
Pawnee County Commissioners voted to appoint Stephanie Castor to the position of County Assessor when they met on Tuesday. Castor currently serves as Deputy County Assessor and will begin her new duties on January 1. Current Assessor Vicki Wires is retiring at the end of the year. The board also met with Pawnee County Sheriff Braden Lang to discuss patrol vehicle updates and credit card updates. Commissioners approving use of $15,000 from the Law Enforcement Drug Fund, if approved, available funds from the Canine Fund and the remainder of the Miscellaneous General Fund to purchase a 2024 Durango to be outfitted as a patrol unit. County Attorney Emily Sisko met with commissioners regarding court-appointed counsel. Pawnee County will be sending out letters to attorneys for bids, possibly to fill the public defender position, beginning in July of 2025, which is the start of the next fiscal year.
After delays, the Jefferson County community of Winchester will be getting a new post office. The office of U.S. Senator Roger Marshall made the announcement in a release Wednesday. The release says the U.S. Postal Service anticipates construction of the new post office to begin in 2025 after finalizing a new lease agreement with the city of Winchester. Marshall said the lack of a mail service hub in the community has had far-reaching consequences, causing significant delays and frustrations for residents. The U.S. Postal Service closed the old post office in 2021 due to mold issues, forcing the city to condemn the structure. Residents were forced to drive to the nearby town of Oskaloosa to mail their letters and packages. Last week during a hearing, Marshall said he called on Postmaster General DeJoy to take action and end the delays in Winchester, and as a result, they were able to get him to step in and get the project across the finish line.
A tradition of the Christmas season is set for this coming weekend, as local members of the Atchison community will be honored during a ceremony held annually by Atchison's United Methodist Church. Known as the Bright Light Community Service, Pastor Sid Stein tells MSC News the idea of honoring those who shine bright in the community branched off of an earlier tradition.
We've always done kind of a longest night celebration, which is the time of which is the longest night and the shortest day. I know a lot of people have seasonal issues with that. I really like the sunshine. And so it's a time to just take a pause in a very, very busy holiday season where you have jingle bells, you know, and everybody's joy, 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 when you might not really feel all that joyful either. It doesn't even have to be that. It can simply just be a pause to recognize and light a candle for peace, just recognizing that we still very much live in a broken world.
It was during the pandemic, Stein says, that the service turned to honoring nominated individuals.
During COVID, we had so many local heroes that really were shining brightly around our community and our town. And so we wanted to highlight, we wanted to, again, make that balance and highlight those people that just make our everyday lives a little bit brighter. We will put their names on a luminary, and that'll be part of our service then. That's also on the same Sunday as the community choir. And so we'll have a refreshments after that, and then you can take something hot to drink and head on over to the library lawn and join your neighbors. We all get to light candles, so nobody's left out of that. We highlight those names and announce them then, and then their luminary will shine throughout the evening.
The Bright Light Community Service will be held Sunday afternoon, beginning at 4 o'clock, on the Atchison Library lawn near 5th and Kansas Avenue.
That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's the holiday season, and Heinen True Value on Main and Seneca is in the saving spirit. Keep your business local and take advantage of these holiday specials going on now through December 31st. Save 20% off.